It's EV News briefly for Friday, 5th of August. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, we'll start with news of the UK company Connected Curb being selected by New York City for a public trial of on-street charging to help New York City realise their goal of 10,000 curbside chargers over the course of the decade that we're in. 50% of residents in New York City who own private cars can only park it on the street, which is why on-street parking is so important to get right if we're going to get everybody in electric vehicles. Next, the UK data is out for July. UK new car registrations falling. Everywhere is down at the minute. You know how this story plays out, though. Pure electric car sales on the way up, growing to 10.9%. Hey, we'll call that 11%, should we? With just 12,243 pure electric cars sold, or registered, I should say, specifically, last month in July. That's an 11 share. That's really good. Anything in double figures, any big car market around the world in double figures, doesn't have to be Norway all the time, and that's a really, really decent amount of cars. Norway's a very small car market, just the percentage is massive, but 11% for the UK is pretty good, a bit behind some other countries like Germany, but we're getting there. Now, Tesla selling 30,000 of their China-made vehicles in July, which I'll tell you why is actually a real achievement, because for the first couple of months, they were shut down to upgrade the factory. Now, in 2 days' time, the Model Y line will be upgraded, and then soon the Model 3 line will be finished. And that'll mean the Model Y can go from 11,000 to 14,000 vehicles a week, and the Model 3 in Shanghai from 5,500 to 7,700 vehicles a week, heading towards that capacity of 750,000 cars coming out of Giga Shanghai. Tesla reopening orders for the Model S and the Model X here in Europe, at least. You can now go to the design studio and order them. And in the UK, I don't think there's any sign of a right-hand drive S or X. And it'd be like 2 years it's been off the market here. It's just been so long we can't get a new S or X. But in Europe, at least, finally, those cars can now at least be configured and ordered. In Germany, E.ON is connecting with the charging company Alpatronic to put in 2,000 ultra-fast chargers by 2024. They'll be up to 300 kilowatts charge speed. US are now making the Volkswagen ID.4. They're making it better and they're making it cheaper. That's right. The price has dropped by $4,000 to get into what's called the ID.4 Standard. ID.4 Pro used to be the entry level in the US, but now it's called the ID.4 Standard. 62 kilowatt hour battery, rear motor, 201 horsepower, well over 200 miles of EPA range, and you get some decent specs for that $37,000, $37,500. You get your intelligent park assist, your big display, the active safety features, lane change, adaptive cruise, lane control, all of that kind of stuff. And because it's VW, haven't used up their tax credits yet, if you can make advantage of that full federal tax credit, that's less than $30,000 for an ID.4, which is a spectacular deal. Add in some state incentives. New Jersey do $4,000 cash on the hood, by the way. No sales tax as well in New Jersey. And all of a sudden, that is massively appealing for a family car. Now, let's talk about going down under. In New Zealand, the Chinese company SAIC sell their electric ute as an LDV, whereas over here in the UK, they're going to sell it as a Maxus. But it's the same vehicle, and it's got an 88.5 kilowatt-hour battery on sale in New Zealand, hopefully in Australia soon. I think it goes on sale Monday here in the UK, TBC on that. And the governor of Vermont says he is going to walk the talk and lead the way, which is why Phil Scott, a Republican, says he wants to show other people what needs to be done to cut carbon, which is why the governor of Vermont now driving a Ford F-150 Lightning. And that, my friends, is briefly.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.